Babalula, baby, what I say. Here comes Johnny singing, I got a woman down in the tunnel trying to make it pay. He got the action, he got the motion. All that boy can play. Dedication and devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Song about a good looking woman, song about a rain all night. He do the walk, do the walk of life. He do the walk of life.
Well, that'll wake you up on a Thursday morning, won't it?
Yeah, it gets under your skin, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I like it. Not in a bad way getting under your skin,
no, in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, there's people here that get under your skin, but, you know, that's different.
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's much,
we're
much different.
Talking about goosebump kind of thing.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Shivers up the spine.
Sure. let me introduce Graham McKenna, who is the man in charge of the Linda, the Performing Arts Center on Central Avenue in Albany. Very nice to have you here and to tell us what is happening and why we even played that music we just played.
Thanks, Joe. Well, I'm glad you got a kick out of it. I do, too. We were listening to Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys. They're going to be coming back on Friday, May 20th, and that was off. We heard Walk of Life, which many of you will know, the great Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. That's a cover tune that they do. It's actually off their album Reasons That I Run, and that was, I think, back in 2013 that was released, and they're coming back to the Linda, and they've got a brand new album that's going to come out, and it's just a great fun. They introduced us to a band called Foghorn String Band, and you were listening, actually, to the live version that they did that night. They played with Foghorn, and Sarah Milanovich, who is always the Railroad Boys' guest fiddler and comes and plays, and from the Foghorn String Band, Matt Cain was fiddling, and when they played that, there was this great duo that the two fiddlers did to Mark Knopfler's tune, the Walk of Life. So I just thought it'd be fun to play, tell you guys that they're coming back. They got a CD release. We're really looking forward. Jim's a great guy, and the Railroad Boys are a phenomenal band, and Sarah Milanovich is quite the fiddler. So Friday, May 20th. Doors will open at 7, show at 8. And then back up a little bit. On Thursday, May 12th, we're presenting Life After Gay Marriage. This is a community event sponsored by In Our Own Voices, Inc., and the Pride Center of the Capital Region. It's an interactive community event that's going to provide participants the opportunity to explore the successes, challenges, and concerns facing the LGBTQ community, individuals, and families in regards to marriage equality or post-marriage equality. So it'll be an opportunity for people to come down and talk about ways to strategize and support one another to deal with the challenges that the LGBT community still faces. And that's going to happen on Thursday, May 12th. That's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m., so the doors will open about 5 o'clock, and all are welcome to attend.
All right. What else?
Well, we know the Empire State Youth Orchestra. We can't pronounce it or say it, but the Empire State Youth Orchestra.
Youth Orchestra.
I'm having trouble here,
that's
Joe.
Right.
I may need
that's
to be
right.
bailed out.
That's all right.
Well, if you don't
I'm
know,
here to help.
They also have the Empire State
Not
Youth
much,
Jazz
here.
Repertory and Jazz Ensembles, and they are going to come down and play. I mean, some of these kids are phenomenal jazz music. They don't even have their driver's licenses yet, and these kids are just remarkable. Friday, May 13th, it's going to be a 7:30 show, so the doors open at 6:30. They're going to play some great classics, Hoagy Carmichael stuff, Benny Golson, Jeff Jarvis, Victor Goines, all the classics and all played by these young, shall I say it, prodigies. They are phenomenal, these young musicians, and we're proud to have them be part of our local community. So come on out for that. Tickets, by the way, will only be available at the door for that event. So tickets only available at the door. You can't get them in advance.
All right.
Then on Saturday, May 14th, another local couple, I shouldn't really call them a couple, they're brother and sister, Jocelyn and Chris Arndt, are going to be at the Linda on Saturday, May 14th. This is a sibling indie blues rock powerhouse. They're local. They hail from the Fort Plain area originally. They've been touring all across the country, gigs at South by Southwest. They're really... you know, what's the right adjective that I want to use here? They're kicking it up. They're rocking it out. I'm feeling old
riling
right now.
Up the world.
Riling
music.
Up the world. They really are.
Okay.
And we're very pleased. They've got a brand new album coming out called Edges, and they're going to come back to the hometown. They're going to play a concert at the Linda for all family, friends, and that. Want to come out and see these guys while you still can. They're going to be the kind of band that you're going to be playing at the Palace and Proctor's. You're not going to be able to see them in an intimate venue like the Linda. Then we're getting into the middle of the month. Food First Thought is coming up. We've got Reuse Because You Can't Recycle the Planet is the film. All talks about ways in which we can reuse items. Then keep an eye open to say Jim Gaudet. Our Phil Oak Song Night is coming up Saturday, May 21st. And then by then we're into June.
You'll be back next week and tell us more what's coming
up
in June.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Graham McKenna, you can find out more at thelinda.org. Graham, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.